Broadcasting live from the Buffalo Wild Wings on Grape Street in Whitehall, this is RCN Sports Talk Gets Wild. And good evening and welcome everyone to a very special edition of RCN Sports Talk, broadcasting live for the first of four special shows over the summer from the great Buffalo Wild Wings on Grape Street in Whitehall. If you're in the area, we hope you come on out. Don't forget to check out the website because we have some more great shows coming up all summer long. So visit rcn.com/rcntv for information on our upcoming shows. But tonight, a very special show as we will be honoring some great football coaches and players from the past year who will all be participating in this year's annual All-Star Game at Nazareth. I'm Chris Michael. We're so glad you could be with us this evening. We'll introduce all of our special guests on tonight's show in just a moment. But as always, everything starts with the co-host and the man off to my right. And tonight he's the man who, what the heck is on your head?
I am prepared.
What are you doing? We had meetings before this show.
You can have all
the meetings. You're representing RCN. You're supposed to be dignified and act with class. And you come out with a hot hat that says Sauce Boss.
First of all, anybody that knows me knows that I'm not going to be dignified and I'm not going to act with
you
class.
You promised you would behave
today. I wore this because I am a faithful patron of this
Buffalo Wild
store.
Wings.
I mean, I've been them all over the East Coast, and I tell you right now, before we start, I'm telling you now, Chris, I know your system's delicate, but you got to have some of their wings. They got the best wings in the valley.
I will.
No,
well, we got a special show. I got to get through the show first.
I know.
But I've been hearing some great things about it. And, of course, you guys have all been partaking in it. So we'll get to the great food in just a little bit. Let's introduce our special guests that are up here at the panel, the head coaches of this year's football game, along with, I don't know if you have a title, Tony Cook. You're kind of like the ambassador or the guru of this, being a coach in it for many years and the go-between between RCN. But Tony Coca, head coach Jim Miller, and Phil Stamball here. Gentlemen, thanks so much for being here.
My pleasure. And never have a title.
You're a coach, an assistant coach, you know. RCN sideline reporter for this game. You kind of do a little bit of everything.
Jack of all trades.
I should have worn my hat instead of the sauce boss.
I begged him not to wear a hat. But, gentlemen, thank you for also not wearing a hat and
thank you
coming
for
out
us.
With your colors.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Jim, I want to start with you. And I must admit, Joe's predictions most of the time are wrong. But he did about a year ago. And I remember him and everyone that was on our panel had a show that we first talked about the new Lehigh Valley Conference. And everyone, including Joe, said they felt that Stroudsburg was going to have the smoothest transition and the most success, the quickest in the new league. And you really even exceeded expectations. You had a phenomenal year, went perfect in the league, won the Northern Division of the LVC. So what was that first year of the LVC like for you guys?
You know, we try to get scrimmage right off the bat, you know, going against Whitehall. And Whitehall year in, year out is very good. Mm-hmm. So that was our number one thing. The kids really bought into the system, spent a lot of time in the weight room. And my coaching staff has done a tremendous job. So, you know, we did a lot of good things with the system, and I enjoyed being in the EPC.
Mm-hmm. Did you expect, honestly, that you were going to have that much success right away?
Probably not, you know what I mean, because you don't know with the new league and how everybody's set up and how your schedule's going to be, and obviously having, you know, Bethlehem Catholic in the league. So there's a lot of things that you got to look at and adapt to what you have.
Phil?
I think that was one of the big surprise in the year, quite frankly, was the Becker game. And I think you really made a statement that day.
Yeah, you know, our kids never gave up. You know, we got down. That was the first time we were down all year. Yeah. And our kids were really resilient, and they played hard. And we just kept going at them. And we had a lot of guys that made a lot of good plays to beat Becker.
Now, Phil, unfortunately, I got to start with, to me, the saddest story of this past school year, and that is the closing of Pius, a school that you had tremendous success at as a player and as a coach. I'm told that you really didn't know during the season that this was going to be your last year, so it's got to be a tough school year for you and everyone up at Pius.
It really has been. It's it's my home, and I'll always be a Royal. And I was actually happy that they didn't make the announcement during the season because I think it would have been a major distraction for us.
Sure.
And we had such a tight-knit group of kids and family and team this past year that, that really would have been detrimental to our success, I think. But, you know, looking back on the year and what we did accomplish as a football team, our boys did everything that they possibly could have done to keep that school alive. We didn't know that was going to happen, but we still felt as though we needed to do something to you know, boost up the school and put our name back out there and draw attention to the school. And we did that. We won a district title, and we were two games away from the state championship. So,
you had a lot of success. What's kind of been the mentality of your students and their thought process going forward? I know you're going to be taking over. You're going to be coaching now at Notre Dame. I'm not joining their staff.
Yeah, it's a very sad story, but there is a silver lining. You know, we moved down the road to Notre Dame, and I picked that specifically so kids could, you know, if they wanted to stay together, they could do that. And not all the kids are doing that, but there should be about 12 of them from our team last year that were underclassmen that will be coming to Notre Dame. And I'm happy about that because the things that we built, they'll help, you know, they'll help transition into Notre Dame. And I fully expect to have a lot of success there, and I'm excited for the challenge going down to Notre Dame.
Tony, I want to get your thoughts on last season because it was an interesting year, a brand new LVC. The Colonial League was very competitive from top to bottom, and I think next year is going to be even more competitive. But what were your thoughts overall in this past year?
I thought it was one of the best years of high school football in the Lehigh Valley in a long time. I heard talk about parity. I mean, Parkland's Parkland, let's face it. You know, they are what they are, and you're not going to change that. But I think Whitehall was right there. Easton's Easton. Colonial League was from top to bottom was very competitive. Northwestern, you knew at the end of last year, the year before, that Northwestern was going to come out there and have a real good football team, and boom, they show up. So when you talk about football, it was an exciting year. We got a lot of great games. We had a lot of great games on RCN this year, and I'm looking forward to another very competitive football year this year, knowing that the teams, again, the parity from top to bottom, the coaching staffs are one of the best in the state of Pennsylvania. When you go looking at the East Penn League or whatever, Eastern Pennsylvania Conference, my bad, and you look at the Colonial League and you look at judge where my brain is.
I already call it the LVC, okay. So it's all right.
But when you take a look at the coaching staffs that are out there and the amount of gentlemen that are involved in the game of football, I think that's major difference, and it brings the kids, and the kids are just coming out, and we're playing real good football here in the Lehigh Valley.
It's EPC. It's EPC. It's EPC.
Well, the other real quick one about football is we, you know, along with coaches, we have really – we got some of the best officials – in the state. We really do. District 11. We'll talk more about that after our break.
You can't ask coaches how good officials are. It's against their code.
No. Actually, if they're smart, they're going to say, yeah, they really are good.
All you got to do is go back to that game where the kid was in
motion.
Oh, don't
bring that up.
Let's not bring that up.
He was pounding the table about that.
We had seven blind mice out there.
All right, let's introduce the newest member of the RCN Sports Department. Melanie Pulowski's been busy. She's been talking to all the great players that had exceptional seasons last year, and they're going to be playing in this year's All-Star Game up in Nazareth. So let's send it over for our first report from Melanie Pulowski.
Thanks, Chris. I'm here with three players from Northwestern. They had a tremendous season, Frank D'Angelo, Taylor Reininger, and George Dadad. And you guys just had a great season. So after all the accomplishments you had this year, what are you looking forward to in the All-Star game?
I think it's just going to be a really great experience for all of us. It's cool that all the talent from the Valley is coming together to play in one game, and the guys that you competed against in the or during the season, you really get to you realize, you know, you may have disliked them during the season, but they're all good guys, and it'll be really fun to come together as one, as a whole, you know, as all the teams come together.
What was your team chemistry like this year, and what's it like to be able to go in with your teammates into this game?
It's really cool. It's an opportunity to play one less game with these guys, and you know, it's like I said, these guys combined with all the other guys that we played against, it's just one last opportunity to kind of end our high school football careers in a fun way.
And George Haddad, I'm going to correct myself there. Sorry about that.
No, that's all right.
You get that all the time?
Sometimes, yeah.
So your team was the only team in the area to win a league and district championship this year. So what was that like?
I mean, it was pretty cool, you know, representing the Lehigh Valley. But, I mean, everybody in the whole league played really well. It was great. It was really competitive in the Colonial League. You know, Southern Lehigh played really well. Saucon, you know, everybody played really well. So, you know, I just tip my hat to, you know, everybody in the Lehigh Valley.
And speaking of your competitors, some of the best stars from the area are going to be playing in the same game as you. So are there any particular players you're looking forward to playing with or against?
No, I think it's just a cool experience just to be playing with everybody. You know, like what Frank said earlier, you know, maybe they were our enemies earlier in the year, but I think it's really cool to, you know, come together and, you know, play in this game.
And this game's been going on for a long time. So how's it feel to be taking part in that history?
I mean, it feels pretty cool. I mean, it's a legacy that, you know, we're fulfilling here. So, you know, I'm just excited to play in it.
And how about you, Taylor? How are you looking forward to this game?
I'm really excited. One last go around with these two guys, and to meet the other great stars and play with them. It's going to be a great experience.
And I know your oldest brother played at Northwestern. Your middle brother is also a big fan. So will you have some family support at the game?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Unfortunately, my oldest brother won't be able to make it, but I'm sure I'll get a text message wishing me luck, and my other brother will be there to support me like he did every other game.
So I'm curious, did you guys have any team mottos this year or anything that you're taking into the All-Star game?
Our team motto was Pound the Rock, and that's Coach Snyder's main motto, and it's just about everyone working together to do their job and come away with the win, hopefully.
What role do you think you hope to play in this game?
I hope just to make a big play for our team. Not to, like, do anything, like, spectacular, but just to do my part and not try and do too much.
What do you think is the best part about being able to play in the game?
Probably just to play one last game with the two guys next to me. I'm really going to miss these guys. Lucky for me, I get to play in the college with George. Frankie, unlike him, might be playing against him, so I don't know how that's going to go over. But just to play one last game with all these guys is going to be a great experience.
And I know that you guys had a really special season. Were there any moments for you in particular, though, that stand out? And I'll go through the line with all three of you.
I think there may have been one moment, I think, when we won the district title against North Schuylkill. That was a really cool moment for us as a team, the way we fought in that game. And that was kind of the culmination. You know, we went into states and everything the next week, but that district title was kind of the culmination of all of our hard work. But just overall, as the season went on, and we had that loss against Southern Lehigh, we faced adversity as a team, and I don't think I've ever been a part of a tighter-knit group of guys, and it was just, the season as a whole was just a really great experience for us.
How about you, Taylor?
I'd have to agree. I don't know if I could say it any better. Districts as a whole, we worked so hard all 4 years just to get to that moment, and to come away with a W shows, like, hard work pays off and to never give up, and it was just a great experience as a whole.
And how about you?
Yeah, I would have to agree with them. The district championship game, you know, we were preparing for that all week. You know, we picked out a song that, you know, kind of got us motivated before every practice, and, you know, we listened to it before the game, and when we ran out on the field against that, in the opening game, and I don't even have words for it. It was just amazing.
And how supportive were your fans this year?
They were, our fans were great. I mean, they're always great. I think Tiger Stadium has great tradition with fans and the atmosphere. But the support we had this year was just amazing, especially, again, in the district title. I don't think I've ever heard a louder stadium, and it was at their place. And we still, you know, we had the louder fans. It was just, it was awesome, the support that we had from everyone.
And are you telling your fans to come out for the All-Star game?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Come out and watch us.
All right, well, good luck, guys, in the game. Back to you, Chris.
All right, thank you very much, Melanie Pawlowski. She's going to be busy interviewing some great players that will be participating in this year's All-Star Game, plus our special guest Jim Miller, Phil Stambaugh, Tony Coca, and Joe Craig. We are broadcasting live from Buffalo Wild Wings on Grape Street in Whitehall. RCN Sports Talk Gets Wild continues right after this. Welcome back to the RCN Sports Talk Gets Wild, broadcasting live, as you can hear behind me, from all the people at the Buffalo Wild Wings on Grape Street in Whitehall. It is RCN Sports Talk Gets Wild, and not Goes Wild.
Wilder.
Keep your shirt on.
Wilder.
Keep your shirt on. It's not Goes Wild, it's Gets Wild.
I don't want to scare anybody.
We are Gets Wild, Buffalo right. Wild Wings, get it, the Italian.
Yeah, I got you.
All right, our special guests, Tony Coca, Jim Miller, and Phil Stambaugh. We're talking about the past high school football season and also previewing the All-Star game up at Nazareth's Andrew Lay Stadium that will be June 18th this year, coming up in just a few weeks. Before we talk about the game, though, Phil, I think you want to set the record straight. Pius, I think, is always underrated and doesn't get the credit they deserve. So I want to give you some time here to set the record straight
set
about
it
something.
Straight.
Yeah, we were league champs and district champs as well. We won the All-American League, and we won the district title. So we
had two teams.
Yes.
Northwestern and Pius both won league and district titles.
It was kind of like, you know, and people talk about Parkland and Easton and all the teams in Lehigh Valley, and you look at late November and December, and man, every year you were in the hunt, you were battling the best teams across the state. Did that wear on you over time? to not get as much recognition as the bigger schools?
You know, we preach it to our kids to have a chip on their shoulder. But that was always a goal of ours, was to win a district title, because there were so many years that we weren't in a league. And then when we were fortunate enough to get in the All-American League, none of the teams are from around here, so nobody knows of the teams that we're playing. So we figured that if we wanted to get recognized, we had to win a district title.
Now, turning our attention to this year's All-Star game, Jim, first of all, what was it like for you when you first heard the news that you were going to be coaching this game?
You know, Steve Shifford gave me a phone call, and he said about coaching the game, and I'm like, all right, you know. And I called him back the next day. I said, you want me to be the head coach for this? And he's like, yeah, I do. So I'm like, all right, let me think about it a little bit more, you know. And then I said yes, and it's a huge honor for me. You know, last year I was involved a little bit with Twilliger, and you know, I said yes, I called Jimmy Twilliger and Chuck Daly and those guys, and they're going to be coaching with me. So I'm looking very forward to it. It's an honor to be involved in it.
Now, Tony, you've had many roles in this game. It's been called many names over the years. It's a transition from the LARC game and so forth, and you've seen it kind of develop over time. What are your thoughts about this game?
Well, first of all, I got involved in 1993. I got involved with Dick Ortwine when I first became the head coach. I became an assistant coach in the game, and I've been with the game since 93, both as an assistant coach and a head coach, and now I'm the head of the induction committee, where we're inducting this year, we're inducting Kevin Ronalds and Jimmy Twilliger into the Hall of Fame, into the Football Hall of Fame. The game itself, and I think what the kids got to understand, the kids that are playing, they're working and they're raising funds for the McDonald House, which what we're doing now. It used to be that it was a camp, the Poconos, and we took the physically challenged kids up to the camp, and they had their summer up there. But now what we're doing is we're taking the funds and we pick a hospital. The first hospital we picked was St. Luke's over in Bethlehem, and the money went to a house. And what happens, the house is for the natal care of the children that are born with some problems, that the parents can stay at the house, much like the McDonald's house. Now we're working with a different hospital, and we go every 5 years, the funds will go towards that hospital. So the 100% of it goes that way. So the kids themselves, when they're in the game, it's also a good point to make to the kids that they're playing for the kids that can't play. It's an honor to play. I know at Whitehall, when I was the head coach of Whitehall, I told my kids, if you're nominated, you're going to play. And I put some Danny Copen, for example, was put into the McDonald's Hall of Fame last year, and Danny played in the game. And, you know, the memories that the kids have when it's over is unbelievable, because you hate each other during the season. You're really like, boom, and as a coach, you're going to walk out there and see this kid that ran wild against you, go like, I hate you. But then after the first day of practice, the bonding and what they do and to get together on that is going to be fantastic. It's really a great experience.
Well, the memories is the key to this game, and I want to talk to you all about that in just a moment. But right now, Melanie Pawlowski standing by with some more very special athletes here at Buffalo Wild Wings. Melanie, who do you have for us?
Thanks, Chris. So I'm here with two different schools right now, a couple different athletes, Cole Secor and TJ Backer from Stroudsburg, and then I've also got Ahmad Curtis and Eric Marbury from Pleasant Valley. And all you guys are multi-sport athletes, which I find very impressive. I'm in the midst of very good athletes here. So what other sport do you play?
I play track and field.
So in addition to that, what makes football special?
Football is definitely a team sport. That's why it's my favorite sport. I've also been playing it for a long time, and it's the most fun.
And looking ahead to the All-Star game, what do you think it says about the game that all these different schools can come together and play for one cause? Of course, you're going to be competing out there too, but
it's great to get out and do something for a good cause, but it's also a great thing to get on the field with your rivals and be able to feel out, you know, who some people are, not just as an athlete, but as a person and a teammate who you've been going against for so long.
And how nice is it to be able to share the field with one of your teammates and then, you know, go up against some of your competitors who will become your teammates at the All-Star game?
It's awesome. I'm glad that I get to play with these guys again. We had a great season, and I know we're going to have a great game and hopefully get the W.
Any All-Star moments that stand out from this season?
Getting the win against these guys.
Oh, you had to rub that in there. All right, I'm going to go over to you, Ahmad. So what was the standout from your season?
Definitely getting pretty far out there, you know, making it to the district playoffs, but that's really it.
And I know you're a multi-sport athlete also. You're a wrestler, right?
Yeah.
So anything from wrestling that you bring into your football game?
Definitely being low and stuff like that, and family. I definitely have family from wrestling and football, and I just bring it together and just make it one big thing.
And I know you guys are exchanging friendly, competitive words here. So what's it going to be like to be able to share the field as teammates with your former competitors?
It's definitely going to be different, but seeing how good they are and how good we are, it's definitely going to be a good combination, and we're hopefully going to get the W and make it better out there.
And you're all seniors. What was the chemistry like this year for your team?
It was definitely different, you know, losing our coach, head coach, but we definitely did what we had to do best, and we did work hard, compete, did it right.
All right, well, thanks. So, TJ, you're also a baseball player.
Yes, I am.
So, what do you like better, football or baseball?
I have to say football. I like football better.
What is it about football? Is it the contact?
It's just everything, you know, like the crowd and the teammates and the bond you make and the, you know, coaches and just everything. It's much better sport, I think.
Any special moments from this season that stand out to you or that you think you'll remember for a long time?
Yeah, just, you know, bonding with all the seniors and getting you know, with all my best friends in childhood, playing with them, and also, you know, winning, going undefeated 10-0. So I'm really proud of that, and I'm glad I can cherish it for a while.
That's great, undefeated. So you're going to be playing against a lot of guys that you beat during the season, right?
Yeah, you know, and I'm really excited because, you know, preparing for all the All-Stars that we prepared for all through the season, now I get the chance to play with them, and, you know, I'm really excited for that. So
that's pretty special, and it's historic, too. The game's been going on for a long time.
Yeah, I'm really honored to be playing in this game, and I'm really excited to pursue it, and hopefully we come out with a win, and I think we will, so I'm excited for it.
And it's pretty cool, too, that your coach is going to be the coach of the team for the All-Star game.
Yeah, you know, Coach Miller is a great coach, and he really guided us to an undefeated season this year, and I'm really really glad he's the coach for the McDonald's game, so hopefully we can pull out one more win for him.
And what do you expect him to do during this game?
Hopefully just be the same coach and, you know, favor his players a little bit, but no, I'm just messing around. I'm really excited to play for him again, so I'm glad I get one more chance to.
Anything to add to that?
I'm just excited to be part of this game. Obviously, Coach Miller is a great coach during the season. He's going to bring a lot of the things that he brought during the season to this offseason or the All-Star game, and we'll all get another time to play with him. It's going to be a good time.
Okay. And Eric, I know that you're known for being a pretty quick guard on the basketball court. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
So how do you bring that athleticism onto the football field?
It translates by, like, just moving your feet and just constantly working out and just having fun with the game and everything.
What is it about the All-Star game you're looking forward to most?
Playing with my friends, you know, playing with everybody, put on a good show, performance for all our fans that's coming out, and it's for a good cause.
And it's got to be a really nice way to wrap up your career, you know, your senior year. It's got to be a really great way to go out.
Yeah, it's a great way, you know. It's just a blessing to play with everybody else, you know, and everybody going at it, competing with each other or whatnot, and playing against my old coach and everything. So it's for a good cause.
And do you have a personal strategy or motto that you're going to take into the game?
Just the win. I just love the win and play hard. That's just it.
Okay, well, best of luck, guys. Have fun out there.
Thank you.
Back to you, Chris.
Santos.
He got it, Chris. He got it.
He's in. And Freedom wins it.
Whoa. I don't know. All right, shout out time is the time in our show where our guests all identify someone in the world for doing something extraordinary in the world of sports or just to simply say hello to them. So Joe, we'll start off this shout out tonight from Buffalo Wild Wings.
My shout out goes out to all the Whitehall fans and the family of the great John Rambeck. Everybody knew Johnny, and he was a great kid. He was always part of the Whitehall crowd. Used to come to our gym at Liberty when I was the AD, whenever we had playoffs. And, of course, we lost John this past week, and just wanted my heart's out to the family and all the Whitehall people because he was an important part of Whitehall sports.
Very good. Tony, how about you?
My shout-out is going to go to the people of Lehigh Valley. I want them to come out to the McDonald's Classic on June 18th. I want them to come out there and support this cause, support the players that are going to be out in the field, support the coaches. Just come out there. Let's make this the biggest crowd we ever had in this high school football game.
Sounds very good. Coach Miller, how about you?
My shout, I have two, actually.
Okay.
The one is for the track athletes out in Shippensburg that are competing this weekend. And the second one is for a baseball team who's going to be playing on Saturday against Easton and hopefully Parkland.
One heck of a pitcher up there, by the way.
Yes, yeah, pretty good. He's not bad.
Phil, how about you? Who'd you like to give a shout out to?
I got two as well. My wife told me I wasn't allowed to put this on Facebook, so I'm going to say it on TV. She's at home right now. She's pregnant, and we're going to have a baby on Halloween.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
And then the other one, thank you. The other one is the Pius baseball team, who's in the district playoffs this weekend. That's going to be the last team ever to come through Pius, and I think it's a credit to our school to put another team in the district playoffs and to go out with a bang. Yeah.
And RCN, we're going to be broadcasting the state championship game, so hopefully we'll see Pius and some more local teams out there. That would be great. All right, this is our special RCN Sports Talk Gets Wild, the first of four special shows broadcasting from Buffalo Wild Wings on Grape Street in Whitehall. We'll be back with more of tonight's program in just a moment. Welcome back to RCN Sports Talk Gets Wild from Buffalo Wild Wings on Grape Street in Whitehall, the first of four shows that we will be broadcasting live on location here at Buffalo Wild Wings. Don't forget to check out the RCN website for information on upcoming dates and show information on those special shows. And now I'd like to introduce the new co-host of RCN Sports Talk going forward, Christy and Jess. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Hi.
Now, first of all, now you work here at Buffalo Wild Wings. Yes. I'm going to make a strong offer to have you come over and be our co-host. But okay. I know you love working here, too. So talk a little bit about what is the most fun thing about working here at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Well, it's a great atmosphere. We got a lot of sports going on. Football Sunday's my favorite. Big Eagles fan. All the Wings.
You're an Eagles homer, so you qualify as a co-host of the show.
Right. And a Liberty graduate.
You're not on the microphone. You're fired. Get off. Go ahead.
We have a lot of wing sauces.
We also have 17 signature sauces, and we have 5 dry seasonings, my favorite being spicy garlic. And we also have 30 beers on draft, which you are able to sample.
What's your favorite? You're ready to pull the microphone away, so you're a broadcaster already.
I like parm garlic and honey barbecue. I'm not a spicy girl, so.
But you have all kinds of barbecue wings. Can you run down all of them? I don't know. It's only an hour show.
Sweet barbecue, teriyaki,
honey mustard,
yeah. Honey barbecue, Asian zing, mild, hot barbecue,
medium
salt, vinegar,
spicy garlic,
blazing, which is our hottest sauce. Yep.
People gotta love coming here because you have this great patio. In fact, I didn't even know I was on the inside, and then I came out here in this huge patio. You have a lot of room on the inside with dining tables. You have a lot of room around the bar. It's gotta be a great place to come out with a lot of different places to hang out and watch games.
Yep, yes.
Especially when there's sports on.
Yep. Now, you are a Liberty grad, so I have to ask, how much of your success as a lacrosse player would you attribute to Joe Craig?
No idea who he is.
You are my new favorite person. Thank you very much. Christy and Jess, anything else you want to say?
She's a Beckham. You might acknowledge she's a Beckham Catholic young lady.
Well, you have a problem with Beckham Catholic. That's why she didn't want to stand next to you.
Those are the old days. No, not these days.
All right. You good?
Beer, wings, sports.
All right. Oh, that's your motto. That's
the motto. That's the motto.
Well, thanks for having us, and we look forward to being back here a couple more times this summer.
Thank you.
All right. Christy and Jess, we hope to have them back as future co-hosts, RCN Sports Talk, going forward here. Our special guests here at the panel, at our main table, Tony Coca, Jim Miller, and Phil Stambaugh. Phil and Jim, of course, head coaches. I want to ask you a little bit about strategy, because I saw you cringing a little bit because you weren't sure if one of your players would give away some strategy. But how much are you going to go as far as game plans, and is it really important if you win? You know, it's a charity. Tony talked about that.
It's always important if you win. You don't play unless you win.
I didn't ask you. I'm asking the coaches.
Well, that question, come on. Is it important to win? Yeah, it's important to win.
It's a charity event. Go ahead, Phil. We'll start with you.
And it's for a great cause, as Coach Coca said. But, you know, it's a chance to compete. And for some kids, they may have lost their last high school game. So this is a chance to win their last high school game. I mean, for most cases, unless they won a Turkey Day game or won a state championship, they probably did lose their last game. So that's what I try and sell to them is, you know, and also they're representing their schools and they're representing themselves. So.
Jim, how about you? What's your strategy going in?
I don't know if I really want to go into our strategy yet.
Let me get a pen.
There's only so many things you can do anyway, right? They've got a lot of restrictions.
Yeah, there is some different restrictions that, you know, what you're able to do offensively, defensively. You know, obviously you're going to look for mismatches of where you can find them. But, you know, by the by the day's over, you know, as long as the kids have a good time, they made a lot of good friends throughout the McDonald's game. You know, there's guys that I'm still friends with that when I played in it. So, you know, you create those relationships and those bonds, and, you know, you still talk, you know, 20 years later.
Tony, you were on the coaching sidelines. Did you get fired up for these games? Was it really important to win?
Oh, yeah. There's no question about it. I don't think any coach ever goes out on a football field and say, I'm not going to win the game. Let's just have fun. I mean, that's the moniker that everyone says, oh, let's go out there and have fun. Uh-uh, let's go out there and win. And every now and then, I know I did it, but this is not a big secret. You bend the rules a little bit. You're not allowed to stunt. Well, we twist a little bit, or maybe you're tetanus.
Wait, when's the statute of limitations for when you coached?
Oh.
Has anything run out yet?
We had to run a 52 at the time, and now it's a 4-4, right? And we did a little bit of twisting here. We had the linebacker cheat up. I'll never forget Greg Gore coming one time. He sacked my quarterback, turned around, and goes, yeah, I got you. You stunted. I stunted back at you. So there is a way. You go out to win. Win, yeah. win, but have a good time.
And that game really, it hasn't always been lots of restrictions. When that game started in 1970, and back in the early days of the early 70s, there weren't a lot of restrictions. You go in, I remember Bob Buffman and Wayne Grube and Bednarik, they were all coaching in that first game. And, I mean, you did all kinds of stuff. There were stunts coming from everywhere, and it was great. It was really wide open.
These guys have big smiles
on
their
face. But it has changed a lot. I know they'd like to be able to do some of that stuff, but, you know.
Well, they put other coaches. I know Bob Clark is involved with this from Southern Lehigh. They actually, and Bob, I think Bob Stem is there, and they stand on the sideline. They say, you can't do this, you can't do that. And it's like one of those, okay. And they get together with the sheet, the rules and all that. Because I'm on the sideline usually working for RCN. And everyone's like making sure you don't do it. But wink, wink, wink. Right. People do it.
Well, and it's hard, too. You know, when you tell linebackers you're not allowed to stunt. Now, a hole opens up, and there's a guy running parallel to the line of scrimmage in the backfield. How do you tell a linebacker, don't go after him until he gets to the line of scrimmage? You know, guys do, and it looks like a stunt, and it may not be a stunt, but it's a natural reaction a lot of players have.
Football instinct takes over. Absolutely. Both on the coaching staff and on the players on the sideline. It like I said, it's a good cause. Have fun, but we're going to win, guys. You know that. Because if you don't, you don't get french fries.
There isn't a competitor. There's no coach out there that ever goes into any game. They don't even go into scrimmages with the idea that let's see what we can learn. No, you want to win even scrimmages. Don't tell me otherwise. I know they do because we did even back then.
You guys have huge smiles on your faces.
Yeah, I mean, there's also other parts of the game, too. Like the scoring rules are – we were behind by so much last year that we keep getting the ball back. So you keep – I mean, there's different strategies like that, too. You know, so it's – of course, we're going to go out and compete and want to win. But at the end of the day, it is about the relationships. It is about the, you know, the charity, you know. But we're competitors. We're at this point where, you know, the kids are all stars because they competed their whole career. So sure. Why wouldn't they that day?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Jim, do you kind of feel the same way?
Yeah, I definitely feel the same way. You know, it's just to keep the relationships. But I mean, we do want to win. There's no question about that. But you know, as long as the kids go out there and they have a good time and. You know, make those relationships. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah. All right, Melanie, is it important to win?
Now, you said that already, Joe.
I think one last thing. Go ahead. You want the kids to come out of this healthy, too.
That's
because
the big
they're going to the college level. They're going to, a lot of kids are going to go on and play college. You want them to come out healthy, and we hope that that's something that happens all the time.
Yep. Joe, you're not even co-hosting the show anymore, so don't say
I'm
anymore.
Off.
All right, Melanie Pulaski is making her debut here tonight, doing a great job talking to some of the outstanding football players from this past season and asking them about their thoughts about playing in this year's All-Star game. Let's send it over to Melanie again at the other side of the patio.
Thank you, Chris. So right now I'm here with Anthony Grego from Pius and Travis Edmond from Southern Lehigh. And you guys were competitors during the year, but you'll be playing in the same game coming up. Anthony, I know this will be special for you because this is the last year for Pius, so you'll be one of the last players representing the school in the All-Star game. What's that mean to you?
It means everything going out there and showing them what Pius is all about, who representing them, being on the field with my brothers and being able to present one last time and just having the time of my life.
What is Pius all about? Not to put you on the spot.
Pius is just all about family. That's the biggest thing that I could think of. The boldest thing that comes to my mind is family. It runs deep. It's blood. it's a brotherhood. Everybody has each other's backs, you know, when it comes to anything, on and off the field, and it's family.
And speaking of family, Travis, I know that you have a big family in football, right? Your dad and your brother. Can you talk about them and how they've inspired your career?
Well, I've always looked up to my dad and my brother and everything that they've done, and they've really helped me along the way with everything that I've done. I mean, I've trained with my older brother ever since I was little, so they've been a great support group to me throughout my high school years, and I can't thank them enough for what they've done.
And your brother played in this game as well, right, the All-Star game?
Yep, he played 3 years ago.
So how has he been a mentor for you?
You know, I've always looked up to him and everything that he's done at Southern Lehigh High and what he's doing now in college. So I kind of use him as like a model for myself that I want to be like. So I kind of work hard to succeed like he did in high school.
And how nice is it to follow in the footsteps of your brother and your dad?
It's pretty nice. I mean, it's nice to have a whole family that played at Southern Lehigh High. So I think it's really cool that we all kind of did the similar things at Southern Lehigh High.
And you have a younger brother, too, right? So he'll be following in your footsteps. That's got to be pretty cool to play that role as well.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. I mean, I love training with both of them, and we both all have a lot of fun together, so it's a lot of fun.
Anthony, what are you looking forward to most with the All-Star game coming up?
One last time in high school, my career, to going out and being able to compete with all my friends and my brothers, especially from Pius, that just I love. And going out and having a good game, it's for an amazing cause, and I'm just very excited.
Obviously, this was a special year for you, just closing out your career and then also closing out, you know, Pius. Were there any moments that stood out either from your wrestling career or football that you'll remember forever?
Oh, most definitely from football as well as wrestling, my career. I won districts, the Class A. And I've made it to states. I placed eighth in states and for wrestling. For football, we made it. But sadly, all things, good things come to an end. But, you know, they're rebuilding now. They're back at Notre Dame with the head coach. Love my coach. You know, I wish him the best of luck and congratulations to his baby along the way. And just I'll be there. I'll be around, sticking around. You know, I feel like that's my new home now, even though it's not actually Pius, but I'll definitely be around.
And Travis, real quick, most thing you're looking forward to at the game?
I think it's going to be an awesome experience getting to play with people from all over the state and all over Lehigh Valley. I think it's going to be really cool being able to meet people and play with people I've never played with before.
Okay. Well, best of luck, guys, and congratulations on great careers.
Thank you.
Back to you guys.
All right, Melanie, thanks so much. We're broadcasting live. It's RCN Sports Talk Gets Wild from Buffalo Wild Wings, Grape Street in Whitehall. More of tonight's special show coming up right after this break. Welcome back to RCN Sports Talk at Buffalo Wild Wings, Grape Street, and Whitehall, the first of four shows over the summer. We have had some very special guests here tonight. Jim Miller, Phil Stamball, Tony Coca joining.
The king.
What do you have on your hat?
I put my hat back on.
You're supposed to conduct yourself with class and dignity.
I told you, that's not
professional.
Me.
You're representing our... Well, heck with it.
People who know me know better. Put yours on now, and we'll do this. You didn't even have yours ready.
Yeah, you look at that figures.
I broke it.
I'll tell you
there
what.
There you go.
It is a heavy cross I bear having you on here with
That's
me.
What you tell me every week. All right, before we get to our roundtable topics, Joe did bring up a good point during the commercial break about your coaches. We didn't talk about your coaching staff for this year's All-Star game. So, Jim, we'll start with you. Who's going to be helping you this year?
Yeah, you know, I'm very fortunate. I have two coaches that are on my staff, Brett Youngkin and Derek Shaler. They're both line guys. They're going to come over and help out. I have Chuck Daly from Eastburg North. He's been involved with the game many years. And I have Jimmy Twilliger from Parkland. He's going to help. He was the head coach last year.
Yeah.
I was able to get Kyle Beller from Deerif. He's done a great job with that program.
Yes.
And then I have Jim McCarroll from Pocono Mountain West. So they've all been involved. Kyle Beller's a new guy this year. Like myself, so you know, I got some veterans. The sort
any
of show
hazing
me.
Going on amongst the coaches?
They try. So
you're the young guy on the block, so you got to be careful with that.
I have to be very careful. I know when we had our first meeting in March, Jimmy Twilliger goes to me, goes, "You got your speech ready?" I'm like, "What are you talking about?" So I had to go down and ask Chuck, and Chuck Daly goes, "No, you don't do any speech reading like that." All right.
Phil, how about you? Who's going to be helping you this year? I know a few of them are here tonight.
Yeah, I had a couple coaches that I've coached with in the past in the McDonald's game. Paul Reduzzi, the head coach from Panargel.
Yeah.
He's going to be on the defensive side. And Matt Avancho also from Saucon Valley. And then I have three coaches from Pius that are going to be helping us out. Andre Jordan, who I actually coached with in this game when he was at Nazareth a couple years ago. Now he's on staff with us. And Jordan Hildebrandt and my uncle Anthony Casciano will be coaching the defense as well.
All right, very good. All right, right now it is a roundtable part of our show. The roundtable is where we have a variety of local, regional, and national sports topics that we put before our panelists. They don't know what's coming prior to their arrival in the studio, and as always, we have an entertaining exchange of thoughts and opinions on these different topics. Topic number one tonight, we haven't been on with Sports Talk the last 2 weeks, so we have a couple of big NFL issues to deal with. Do you like the NFL's new points after the touchdown rules, so with going back to the 15-yard line, and they deny the Tebow rule, so they will not move the two-point conversion up to the one-yard line. But Phil, your thoughts on the new PAT rules. Oh, and the defense can run it back now, too.
Yeah, so. I certainly think it's going to be more of a factor for teams preparing, you know, because you got to prepare for all the two-point plays and all those gadget-type things, and it validates the Eagles signing Tebow, I guess, because he'll have something to do every game, but it is going to change the game, I believe.
Jim, how about you? Your thoughts on the PAT rules?
Yeah, I mean, now that with the defense having an opportunity to score, you know, on that, that's going to definitely, you know, maybe get the defensive paying attention more of what's going on. So definitely it'll be interesting this year.
It's not like you can go to the bathroom now during points after anymore. You got to actually stay and watch them.
No, it's not a gimme anymore. Now you got to actually know what's going on.
Tony, you're an old school guy. What do you think about these new rules?
I love it. I think the NFL is so cookie cutter when it comes to those kind of things. It makes the innovative coaches come out and do different things. You're probably going to see some kind of muddles, and you're going to see some kind of different type of things going for two. And this maybe Tebow makes the roster, huh? One of those situations. Maybe Chip Kelly is a little bit more innovative than we give him credit for by saying we get him for the 2 point.
Joe?
Go ahead, Sauce Boss.
I'm a traditionalist. I'm sorry, I'm a traditionalist. I'm the old timer here. I don't like it. I don't like it when they tweak the game. I don't like kicking off and kicking everything out of the end zone. I don't like designated hitters in baseball. I like the game the way it was designed to be played, and that's what I want to see.
I didn't hear a word you said. I was looking at your hat this whole time.
Oh, sorry about that.
I told
that.
You to take that off, by the way. Topic number two here. We also missed this because we were off last week, but a few punishments were issued by the NFL towards the Patriots and Tom Brady. too hard, too light, just right. Tony, I know you have a connection to Tom Brady here.
Yeah, I talked to Copen a couple weeks ago. I said, hey, Danny, did they really take the air out of the ball? And he goes, Coach, come on, that's cheating. Wink, wink, wink. So, you know,
we wouldn't do that.
Personally, the way I look at it, you make a rule. And if that's the rule, I don't know if 12 pounds, 11 pounds makes a big difference, except for the running back as far as squeezing the ball and you don't fumble the ball in bad weather, stuff like that. But if it's a rule, I think you have to enforce it. And my big thing is going to see what's the commissioner's name?
Goodell. Roger Goodell.
It's going to be interesting to see what he does with Brady. Does he cave in to him, or does he say, because he's the guy that's listening to the arbitration. He made the rule, so... Yeah. Four games. I know they said $1 million and to $1 million to the NFL. It's like, okay, chump change.
Yeah. Phil, you're a former quarterback. What about the tightness of the ball?
I think it's a joke personally, because every quarterback has the ball the way they like it to be. I did the same thing at Lehigh. And when I played in the pros, it's a feel. And they're saying about the pressure and this and that. There's no way that every ball, every game is the same. So they're trying to make an example out of a team that's been winning. Yeah. The Patriots or the Yankees for football. And they're making an example out of their star player. And I really think it's a joke. But it does make a difference. It does make a difference to how the ball feels and how you're able to throw it.
Yep. Jim, what's your thoughts on this issue?
You know, you still got to throw the ball and you still got to catch it.
Yep.
So
and give them time to throw.
Yeah, you know, so if you're looking at it that way, 11 pounds, 12 pounds, whatever it is, you still got to be able to throw it and still catch it. So, you know, 1 pound, 2 pounds, I don't see a big difference.
They actually were doing better once they got the right balls out there in the second half, which I think he's kind of forgotten in this. King Boss, what do you think?
I agree with these guys. I think they punished New England because of some of the other questionable things that people accused New England of doing in the past. That had a lot to do with why they got this penalty. I think it was overkill, quite frankly.
Yep. All right, topic number three, internet voting for High School Athlete of the Year. I know they have, you know, this has been a big thing the last few years. You get on the internet and you vote for which teams are going to win. But they're now, I think the Lehigh Valley Live is now having internet voting for the best player. And I'm actually a little concerned by that. But, Jim, we'll start with you. What do you think about people going on websites or whatever and then having a say in who the best athlete is in a given area?
You know, probably the biggest thing that I would be concerned with when you go on there is all the social media, the negativity that could come out of this. Yeah. You know, and with these high school kids, how they're going to take that negativity. I think that's the biggest thing. You know, it can be good. You mm-hmm. know, it's going to get more people watching what's going on and who what kids are out there. But, you know, as long as it stays positive. Yeah. Doesn't get negative with yeah. the kids.
Yeah, and that's the tough part of the website and the internet. You got to monitor them at all times, and it's hard to do that right now. Phil, what do you say about internet voting?
I mean, and really, it's a popularity contest, you know, mm-hmm. but it's good. It could be good, like Jim said, for the schools and the communities to go and show support. I know when our kids are nominated for that stuff, I log on and give them a vote and send it out and share it across social media. But, you know, as long as it stays positive and things like that, but things do tend to go in the wrong direction when you have that opened up to the public.
Tony, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I think the monitoring is the big thing. How do you do it? I know as a teacher, I would sit there. I have like six different classes come in. They all have their laptops. All right, guys, this is my kid that I want to vote for. Open to page, blah, blah, blah. Everybody vote. Boom. So I got 200 votes.
There's a course on that.
Right. So there's a course on that. That could be the negative about it. And the positive, the social media type thing. I mean, the negative about that. That's what I would do as a coach if I wanted to push my kid. And if that's cheating, it's cheating, but he's getting the votes.
Joe, you don't know what the internet is, but
no,
go ahead.
The popularity the popularity contest about it bothers me to some extent. I don't know how many people that are going to vote have actually watched players play, say who the best players are. The other thing, and I don't think anybody's mentioned this one, I think it puts some schools and their kids at a bit of a disadvantage because of the accessibility to internets and computers and all of those things. There are some schools in the Valley whose student body don't have access like other schools do. So that can affect, I think, some of the voting, and I'm not too sure that's a good thing.
You got to take that hat off. Jeez, come on. All right, topic number four. Can't look at you with a straight face. You made a good point there. Now I'm like looking at your head. All right, topic number four, one unique player to watch in this year's All-Star football game. I know there's going to be great players all over the board, but someone in particular you're going to be keeping an eye on. Tony, we'll start with you.
Ronald McDonald. No. Frank D'Angelo, I think as a quarterback at Northwestern, he had a heck of a year. I think with father being a coach, you know, he's got that mentality of a ball player. I know he's going on to Muhlenberg to play for Coach Donnelly. I think he's the kind of kid that could make this game and could have a real nice game because of the rules, the way they're set up.
Yeah, he's going to be fun to watch. Phil, how about you?
I'm excited to coach all the kids from the Valley, but I'm going to single out one of our kids from Pius, Anthony Grego, who is here tonight. His unique quality is that no matter what we were going out to do right now, if we were practicing in May or if we were practicing in August or we were practicing to get ready for the state championship, that kid is going to give absolutely everything he can every minute of every practice. And that's a unique quality that I see in a lot of teams.
It's great to hear stories like that, too, about kids that work hard. Jim, how about you?
You know, probably one of the things I'm looking forward to seeing is Travis Edmond throwing the ball. You know, being in Colonial League, I don't get a lot of times to watch him, see him on film.
Heck of an athlete.
Yeah, he was a heck of a defensive player, too. Yeah. But with all those gaudy offensive numbers, he was kind of overshadowed.
Yeah, you know, so I'm anxious to watch him, you know, and throw into some of the receivers like T.J. Backer and so on. So I'm looking very forward to watching him in action, you know, because a lot of these kids that, you know, in the Colonial League, you don't get to watch them on film.
All right, Joe, real quick.
Well, I think two things. One, I like to watch not an individual. I love to watch kids from the smaller schools go against the other kids because I think there's a lot of gems there that people don't know about. And I always like watching to see how they perform against the bigger school kids. And I think that's worth watching. The other thing I love to watch is the kids that come from programs that haven't had success. How do they measure up when they get in a game like this? And I think most of the time you find out they do pretty well. And I think those are the two things I like to watch rather than just watch one individual.
All right, we only have 30 seconds left because Joe went over his time here of talking. But one team to watch for this fall. Real quick, we'll run it run down. Phil, we'll start with you.
I'm going to say Notre Dame because I'm going to be there, and we've got a lot to prove. And being in the Colonial League, we are going to have a chip on our shoulder.
All right, Jim, one team to watch.
I might have to go with that. It's going to be interesting to see with Phil, you know, at Notre Dame and see how they do. I like that.
Tony?
I'm going with my Zephyrs. They're always there year after year, and Brian Gilbert's a heck of a coach and does a great job.
And
go Zephs.
Give you credit because last August you were saying watch out for them, and they had a heck of a year. Joe, real quick, one team.
I would say Easton because everybody's predicting they're going to be down, and I've never seen Easton down.
All right, my thanks to Jim Miller, Phil Stambaugh, Tony Coca, Joe Craig, Melanie Pulaski, and all the great football players here. Don't forget, check out the RCN website. We're going to be back here three more times this summer at Buffalo Wild Wings in Whitehall. I'm Chris Michael. Good night, everyone.
Good night.